Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, we are diving deep into some seriously fascinating stuff today. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's whispering sweet nothings in your ear, driving you back for just one more scroll? Well, turns out there is actual science behind that feeling, and trust me, it's way more compelling than any TikTok trend. We're talking about the neuroscience behind screen addiction. It's not just a case of willpower failing, there are real biological mechanisms at play here. Our brains are wired to crave instant gratification in those little notifications, likes, and shares. They trigger a flood of dopamine, that feel-good chemical that makes us want more. Think of it like this. Your phone is a master puppeteer, expertly pulling the strings of your brain chemistry. But hold on tight, because there's hope. Understanding how our brains get hijacked by screens is the first step to reclaiming control. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and empower you to take back your life. First up, dopamine isn't the villain, it's just a bit misunderstood. Dopamine is essential for motivation, learning, and pleasure. Think of all those awesome things your brain does naturally. The problem is when we get addicted to artificial sources of dopamine like our phones. It throws off the balance, leaving us craving that same hit again and again. Second, screen time isn't inherently bad. We live in a digital world, so using technology responsibly is crucial. It's all about finding that sweet spot, using screens intentionally for things that enrich your life, like learning new skills or connecting with loved ones, instead of mindlessly scrolling through endless feeds. Third, awareness is key. The more conscious you are about how your phone affects your mood, energy levels, and relationships, the better equipped you'll be to make positive changes. Pay attention to those subtle cues, that feeling of anxiety when you check your notifications, or the sudden urge to reach for your phone during a conversation. Fourth, don't try to go cold turkey. It's rarely sustainable. Instead, focus on gradual changes. Start by setting realistic goals, maybe reducing screen time by 30 minutes each day or designating phone-free zones in your home. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't run a full 26.2 miles on your first attempt. And finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. There are tons of resources available to help you break free from screen addiction and cultivate healthier habits. Join online communities, talk to friends and family, or seek guidance from a therapist. There's no shame in asking for support. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, totally engrossed, only to realize an hour has vanished? That's a classic case of screen addiction in action. Picture this. Sarah is at a dinner party with friends. She's supposed to be catching up, laughing, and enjoying the company, but she finds herself constantly checking her phone, responding to messages, and scrolling through Instagram. By the time dessert rolls around, Sarah barely remembers what anyone said because she was too busy feeding her digital addiction. She feels guilty and disappointed in herself for missing out on genuine connection. This isn't just Sarah's story, it's a common experience. Technology can be a fantastic tool, but when it starts controlling our lives, it's time to hit the reset button. So remember, you are not your phone. Take back control of your attention, reclaim your time, and rediscover the joy of being present in real life. By understanding the science behind screen addiction, you can break free from its grip and live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Ready to make a difference? Start by downloading a screen time tracker app that will open your eyes to just how much time you're actually spending on your phone. Set realistic goals for reducing your usage and celebrate every small victory. Remember, this isn't about becoming a tech-averse hermit, it's about finding a healthy balance that allows you to live your best life both online and off. Join me tomorrow as we explore practical strategies for curbing screen addiction and cultivating mindful technology habits. Until then, remember to unplug, recharge, and embrace the power of real-life connection.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.